Broadcasting from the confines of an abandoned radio station in the secluded ghost town of High Strangeness, it's just outside of Area 51. It's time for full disclosure of the topics they told us were off limits. Hello, everybody. I'm Connie Willis, and this is Coast to Coast AM, broadcasting from the 840 WHAS studios of iHeartMedia in Louisville, Kentucky, telling you Happy New Year! I know a lot of you guys are sitting around. It's not your time yet, but hang in there. We'll hang in there with you too. But on the East Coast, we're all still partying. Happy, happy New Year. There's the party. All right. I knew they were there. Louisville, Kentucky, home of a very popular party favor, bourbon. Bourbon, bourbon, bourbon. But please don't drink and drive, okay? Please don't drink and drive. We want to be safe and get home. Party and have a good time, though. I'm Connie Willis, and tonight, Betsy Lewis and also Vincent Jenna, they're going to be telling us their predictions for 2018 and also what they predicted last year this time for 2017, what they got right and what they got wrong. And we're also going to do that with you, too. So time now to turn off the lights and join me for another interesting evening of conversation, much-needed education, and the chance that we might get a little closer to the truth of what lurks amongst us and what is beyond. Happy New Year. I'm Connie Willis, and this is Coast to Coast AM. Happy New Year. You're listening to Coast AM. I'm Connie Willis, and the fireworks are happening all over the East Coast. And you know what? They were happening hours and hours before we ever had a Happy New Year. It was funny as I was getting ready, even earlier today, when as soon as it got dark, you heard fireworks going off and saw them in the sky. So that's really cool. It's always a fun night on New Year's Eve all around the globe. So Happy New Year to you. It's Coast to Coast AM having a really good New Year's Eve night. We're kicking it off with predictions. We're going to talk about the ones that you guys gave last year as well. We'll be giving you all sorts of information just to kind of say goodbye to 2017 and hello 2018. And again, I'm already into 2018. For those of you that are going to join me at one point, and the rest of us over here, hey, it's not too bad on this side. It's okay. It's truly dimensional at this point, isn't it, if you look at it that way? Anyway, thanks for joining us tonight. And just a real quick observation with me is that, hey, 2017, let's see, I celebrated 3 years of Coast to Coast. That was great. Thank you guys very much for supporting me in that. I started my own YouTube channel, Blue Rock Talk with Connie Willis. Please subscribe and be a part of it. It's a lot of fun. If you like Coast to Coast, you're going to like my YouTube channel. I appreciate that. So it's still going strong. I love that. I'm past the 3,000 mark. I've become a Crypto Connie as well as Chef Connie, so I can add that to the list. So a lot of really cool things have happened in 2017, and I want to thank all of you guys for helping to support that and all the email that I get. My gosh, forgive me for not answering it. I'm really usually really good at that, but I'm overwhelmed. There's just so much. And thank you, because that's a good thing. That's pretty cool. But I want to wish you guys a very happy new year. I want to talk now to people that are going to predict 2018. 2017, a lot of things happened. We'll be discussing those. And it was last year this time, and I think it was New Year. I can't remember. I'll ask her when she comes on, but I talked to Betsy Lewis last year, and she had a lot of things, a lot of predictions, and she got a lot of them right, and she got a couple of them wrong, but we're going to talk to her about those. In fact, it's Betsy Lewis. If you're not sure of who she is, she's been here on Coast to Coast a couple different times. Well, several, more than that. She's author, clairvoyant, and also, you'll love this, Earth Mysteries Investigator. I love that. Betsy inherited the gift of prophecy from her mom, which is usually the case, right? It's usually genetic. And as a small child, she experienced the paranormal, receiving prophetic dreams of Earth changes taking place worldwide now that's happening. And after her second UFO encounter at the age of 7, so she remembers this, she was given a message of utmost importance, but was told not to, but she was told she must forget it until her adult years. So she's investigated UFOs, the cattle mutilations, angels, aliens, other Earth mysteries for like 40 years, which I can't believe because she looks like she's 26. She really looks great. And she's also hosted the popular Rainbow Visions Network, and that's been since 2009. So when I had talked to her last year, she, one of the big ones before the president election had happened, she had guessed Trump. And so that's where I remember her the most. And I remember it was because of this vision she had had. And because of that vision, she said, yeah, I know he wins it because I see him at the, you know, taking the oath, and Melania's next to him, and she's in a light color coat. And I remember when it happened, and after the oath was taken, and then they were walking down the road, you know, and waving to everybody with the parade. She had that, you know, I mean, she had that light colored coat, that baby blue. So anyway, that's amazing. And it's interesting because what you find out is it was a vision that she had, and she held on to that vision. She trusted that vision. And I appreciate that. So let's bring her on without further ado, Betsy Lewis, everybody. Hey, Betsy.
Hey,
Congratulations.
Happy New
Welcome to the show.
Year.
Happy New Year. It's nice to hear from you. It's been a
Oh, well,
while.
great to be on the show tonight, and usher in the new year and talk about predictions. And hopefully this year is going to be a great new year. You know, we can always hope it's going to be that way. But I've seen some bad things coming up, and I know we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show.
Oh my gosh, bad. Well, you know what? Let's go back to last year for 2017 and talk about what you predicted, and let's talk about what you got right and what you didn't get right. And what I, you know, I remember, of course, the presidential election. I thought that was great because, you know, when you had guessed that, everybody else was saying no. So that was really cool. And I remember the vision, like I was talking about. But I also remember something. I really want to get into this as well. I'm going to let you take the lead here for a second. But I want to definitely make sure we talk about the fact that, you know, you had predicted a lot of UFOs coming down and some things happen, a big event. So I want to ask you about that because, you know, one of the things, and tell me about this too, Betsy, because one of the things about predicting is, well, you know, timing. Time's not always given, right? I mean, it's hard to predict because of time. Like you could see something that might happen in 3 years, correct?
And a lot of things that I get are symbolic. I have symbolic dreams that I don't interpret correctly. And people have free will. I mean, we could be taking a certain road, and then there's all these different roads in front of us, and we can veer any way we want to, and everything changes. And people don't realize that, you know, and they get angry at us psychics because we're not 100% correct. And I think if I was 100% correct, I'd probably be in some military base, you know, I would be seeing the light of day, you
You would
know.
be God as well, right? You'd be
Yeah,
God.
exactly.
She's the goddess right there. Feed her anything she
Right.
wants. Yeah, that's very true. You would be. We wouldn't know anything about you because you
No,
would
you
be
wouldn't.
hunkered down. Yeah, you would not have a
No.
life either.
No. And you're right about time. Time is a very strange thing. We think of time, you know, the way we look at it, and we think that everything is physical, and it's not. It's time is malleable. There, I believe that the past, present, and future are all happening at once. And I think that's why psychics get it wrong with a lot of different things.
Yeah, and you are right about the free will. I mean, I still, I don't know, sometimes I kind of think a little differently than other people. I mean, I know that free will is a great thing and it's awesome that we get to make our own choices. However, I think there's some people out there in the world that they're not using their wisdom with these choices, and it does affect the consequences of everybody else around them. It's like a ripple effect, you know, when you
It
drop in that pedal or that pebble into the water, right? Yeah. And so when they're not making the right decisions, they mess it up for everybody. So even though I know free will is this great gift to have, I still would really love to enjoy a world where, you know, I'd like to see, you know, both. I'd like to try them both out, see what I like best, but I would love where all the best of the best things happen to us and what's meant to be and see what all those fruits are. That's just how I feel.
Oh, well, I agree with you. And the thing is that there's karma out there, and we're still in this pattern. I believe a lot of us are from Atlantis, and We just didn't get it right with Atlantis, and here we are again destroying the earth. You know, we just don't learn our lessons. And with war, I mean, that's karmic. We're still in that pattern, you know, until we learn to honor each other and have compassion for each other, these things are going to continue to happen. We just have to learn our lessons, and we're stubborn. We just don't want to learn.
Hey, speak for yourself. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking with you. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, exactly.
So, got to have a sense of humor in this world for sure, right?
You do.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, okay, so let's go back to 2017.
Okay.
And so let's talk about what you got right. Tell us the predictions that you guessed or predicted, and then they came true.
Well, I said that Prince Harry was going to marry in 2018, and I got that right.
Ding, 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 ding.
I made that announcement just recently to Meghan Markle, so that's one that I got right.
And good for him. I like him, you know. He's pretty cool.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said that there, you know, the sun has been really quiet, which is really strange. It's been quiet for a long time, but I said it was going to get very active, and I was correct with that. There was one of the strongest solar flares in a decade that hit on September 6th of this year. So I got that one right.
All right. I missed that one. Yeah, ding, ding.
I said that there'd be huge, just devastating weather, extreme weather. There'd be hurricanes, there'd be tornadoes. I said that there was going to be flooding, incredible flooding, extremes in weather, hot, cold, extremes. And I said that winters were going to be horrible. And those things are all coming true, which, you know, I hate those things that when they happen. And then I talked about the mysterious booms that people are hearing all over the world. And I felt that this was going to be a year where we were going to hear more of these mysterious booms, which I think is all related to deep core earth movement. And we're going to see and hear more of that. There's going to be more of the shaking, which isn't connected to earthquakes. There's going to be the flashes in the sky. There's going to be a lot of strange things in the sky. And I also predicted that there would be some strange things seen in the sky.
Right. I remember that.
Yeah. And there has been. Some of them are explainable, but some things aren't. Recently, there was that huge asteroid that scientists kept saying was a spaceship, an alien spaceship. Now, that's pretty weird for them to say that.
Yes. Isn't that strange? Yes, yes. That is kind of crazy that they would jump to that when normally it's the other that they jump to.
Mm-hmm. And then on my website, I predicted that there would be a devastating earthquake that would hit Italy. And there was one, a 6.6 that hit August 24th. No, that was last year. I take that back. That was last 2016. I'm getting my ears confused.
You psychics are not good with time. It's just the way it is.
We're not. No. Let me see. I'll find some more for you here. I said that that the stock market would make some huge gains, and we're seeing that. I mean, it's breaking records right now. It's never been so strong, and I felt there might be a little bit of a sharp decline towards fall, which didn't happen. I think it's going to stay really strong for a long time. I said that Hillary Clinton will continue to be investigated into her abuse of top security emails. That's kind of going on, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think it's going to pop back up. Oh, there's my prediction. I think it's going to pop back up again. I don't think it's going to die.
Yeah, exactly. I predicted that we'd see a lot of baby boomer celebrities leave us this year. And oh my gosh, you know, they were just showing all the people that passed away this year. I just couldn't believe all the Mary Tyler Moore, Jerry Lewis, Don Rickles, I mean, Al Jarreau, William Peter Blatty that wrote The Exorcist, just goes on and on. So it was a big year. And I had a feeling that a jazz singer was going to pass suddenly. And Al Jarreau did on February 12th.
Yeah, he was wonderful. We're
Yeah.
going to play some music by him at one point
Oh,
tonight.
you're
Just,
cool.
yeah,
You're
Al,
cool.
what a great sound. What a
Yeah.
refreshing, wonderful, unique jazz fusion sound that he had, and just wonderful. Always upbeat, made you feel good.
Yeah,
Well,
I've
now.
always felt that one person dying sometimes triggers another person to die, that they feel they have to go at a certain time. And that, like we saw with Debbie Reynolds after Carrie Fisher died.
Yes.
Isn't
That
that
was
strange?
amazing. That was
Yeah.
absolutely amazing. Yes, that
Yeah.
was wow. Wow. That I can't even put that into words because it just so happened. And you hear that a lot of times with a husband and wife that have been together for decades and the love of their life, and then they just want to go, and usually the family's kind of happy because they know that they would be so sad otherwise. But to hear the mother-daughter thing, that was pretty, phew, that was
Oh,
amazing.
that
That
was really
was
sad.
fantastic for
Really,
sure. Yeah.
really sad. Oh, I said that there would be a really huge flu epidemic this year, and we're seeing it already. The whole United States now, it seems like every state out there, people are getting really sick, and there's been deaths with infants and older people. So I did see that. And I think it's going to get a little worse, too.
Yeah, I see that you had predicted that President Obama, former President Obama, and his wife Michelle might separate or divorce. I
Yeah, I
think if
got in
that
trouble for that
you
one.
did, I think if that even happened, we may not even know about it. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I've always felt that a lot of these marriages are for, for political gain.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yes, I
So
agree.
I can't prove that. I can't
Right.
prove that, but I'll leave it there.
Exactly. I understand what you're saying. Now, this is the one that I was, you had talked about a massive UFO sighting that would take place in a major city. And that was one I was really looking forward to. And I asked you about that. I went a little deeper with it when you had said it. I had said, where, and you said it'll be a major city. And you did say it earlier in the year. So what do you think of that? Did something happen, or is it maybe coming later, or what do you think of that?
Well, you know what was really strange, and I looked it up, that there was a sighting of several UFOs over Phoenix again. Now, not everybody saw it, but there were quite a few people that did report it. And it wasn't anything like back in 1997 with the Phoenix Lights, which was March 13th of 1997.
Yeah, one of my brothers
So,
moved there a year after that happened, and I was visiting
yeah.
his place, and I'd be like, the Phoenix Lights happened here, and I was like, where are we to it? Oh, well, that's the mountain right there. When I named the mountain, he didn't know anything about it, but I was like, oh my gosh, we're right at the mountain. A year later, they saw it, but I was right in the place where it happened. So at that point, I was taking the binoculars out, looking over at the mountain as much as I could. What's going on over there? I wanted to hike and see what was happening. That was, such a special spot for some reason. It picked Phoenix, and there's a whole lot of things that go on around that area for sure in that state, when it comes to UFOs.
The Native American people there are used to it, and they laugh at us because we get so excited about these things. They've been in touch with star beings for a long time, but it's just us that, don't realize what's going on. And they've been given a lot of predictions too through the years about things that are going to happen to the Earth. So it's
And
pretty amazing what's
it
going
is,
on with them.
well, and this year also, there was the government kind of came out with, hey, okay, take a look at this video, and we've been looking into this and tying it to Bigelow and things like that. That's cool. And I know a lot of people got really excited about that. And I got to tell you, as much as that's a big jump for people like us to have the rest of the world hear that, it still wasn't even a big deal to me because I'm thinking, oh, what the, well, that's old news to us. It is so old news. And when people think that's so new and refreshing, I'm thinking, oh, I just want to like grab their little neck and go, go, what's wrong with you? We've been telling you this for a while. So it's not even a big deal,
Exactly.
even seeing that it crossed the line like that. So, are. Well, these are this is Betsy Lewis that we're talking to, and these were the predictions for 2017 that she had right and some wrong. But we're going to come back after the break, and we're going to be talking to her about her predictions for 2018. So hang in there with us, Betsy, and everybody else out there as well. Hey, hang in there. A big night. Thanks for joining us for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, wherever you are. Happy New Year from Connie Willis here and Coast to Coast AM. Happy New Year and welcome back to Coast AM. Connie Willis here in 2018, where I am. It is 2018. Hope you guys are having fun, and please drive safely home tonight. Get a ride if you need one. Have a good time, but be responsible as well. We are talking with Betsy Lewis here, author, clairvoyant, and Earth Mysteries investigator. She's giving us now her 2018 predictions. All right, Betsy, I'm ready. I'm going to write these things down for me. Let's go. Let's hear what you've
okay.
got us
oh,
ready for.
I'm sure you are.
I'm ready. Let's go.
All righty. Well, one thing I forgot to tell you that for 2017, I did predict that there would be many people falling from grace because of sexual abuse charges.
Oh, yes.
And, yeah, and I know there's going to be more this year. I hate to say that, but there's still a lot of people out there that it's just unconscionable what's been going on, but there's still more people out there that will be found out and be in the news.
Yep, I believe that for sure. I believe that for sure. Okay, so give us some real good ones here. I hope are the aliens going to land? That's what I want to know. Oh, they have landed.
Well, I think they've been here for a long time. But 2018 is going to be a 9 year. 1 plus 8 is 9, and that's the year of revelations. So a lot of things are going to come out that have been kept secret from us. A lot of more things, you know, like the Pentagon thing with the UFO, you know, that came out recently. We're going to see just a lot of amazing things. NASA's going to reveal some things that will really startle us about even Mars and some of the other things that they've discovered. They're making some incredible discoveries. And they may even actually tell us that there's been life on there. They may hint at that. So that'll be kind of interesting.
Well, that's about time. Even though a lot of us already know that, feel that, and believe that, it's nice to, you know, hear for the rest of the people so that they will know, because they got to hear it from them, right?
Right, right. I predict that Prince William and Kate, they're expecting their third child in April of this year, and I believe it's going to be a boy.
Mm. Okay. We're going to hold on to that one because they haven't announced that yet. So, okay.
And there's going to be a lot of crazy weather things going on. We're already seeing it. The scientists are telling us that the rotation of the Earth is slowing down. We're seeing huge earthquakes. We're going to see that more of that in places that have never had earthquakes, more volcanic activity. Weather is just going to be chaotic out there, and we're seeing it already, and probably where you live, it's probably been extremely cold, but look at what's happening in the East Coast. Incredible, record-breaking weather.
Yes, it's awful.
The coldest weather they've ever seen. So, yeah, that's going to be happening. And let's see, I've been expecting a huge megathrust earthquake, probably somewhere in the South Pacific. I predicted that last year and it didn't happen. But I'm still sensing that something huge is going to happen in that area. And it could be like Japan and the tsunami that happened too. So I'm praying that doesn't happen, but I'm feeling it. And I'm feeling that really strongly.
And, you know, there's nothing you can do about your predictions. You just predict them. That's it. It's what you believe is going to happen. Too bad you can't do anything
exactly
about them.
Well, a lot of times I get that gut feeling. And with Sandy Hook, that was something that really scared me. I'd never had this feeling before. That morning when Sandy Hook shootings happened, and I woke up feeling like something horrendous was going to happen. I didn't know what. It was a premonition. And a premonition is just kind of like a gut feeling. You know something's going to happen, but you don't know what it is. And that's when Adam Lanza shot all those children and several adults, too, that morning.
Yeah, so it's cool. It's cool how you've perfected, you know, your abilities where when they happen, you know enough to say, oh, wait a minute, I got this vision or I got this feeling or I got this thought. And you're able to at that point interpret it, which is like the scariest part is interpreting some of these things, right? Because that's where people right. really can mess up, right? But I mean,
exactly.
like once in a while, I'll get those kinds of things and I never know until later. And I go, oh my gosh, I saw this. Like even before 9/11, I was actually in New York City and I'm walking through the city and it, you know, there's always a lot of people there. And this was a couple of weeks before it happened. And I was actually doing a sports show. I was anchoring for a sports show on Oxygen Network. And so in between them picking me up or doing anything, I would walk the city. And I remember I'm not the best in heels, but I was walking in heels, and you know New York, you walk in heels, you're going to hit some sort of bump or some sort of hole in the ground. You got to watch it, and there's grates and everything. So I remember looking down to watch, you know, so I won't fall in a hole and break my ankle. And then at one point, something asked me to look up, you know, and so it was almost like they guided my chin, and I looked up, and I saw this gigantic plane. Just right in front of me, this gigantic plane really close to the ground. And I said, no. And I looked down. And when I looked down, I realized, whoa, did I just see that? And then I looked back up, kind of like, you know, I kind of thing. And I looked back up, and it was still there. And I went, there's no way. And I remember just saying, well, that's New York for you, right? But I also remember saying something like, holy cow, that's going to hit a building. And then, you know, there it did a couple weeks later after 9/11. I remember going, oh my gosh, I remember seeing that. So you're able to get these visions and then go
wow.
and write them down and know what to do with them, you know? So I think that's a great ability. Well, you've been doing good.
Well, you know, with 9/11, I'm glad you brought that up because the year before that happened in 2000, I had a dream that was so frightening and so real, but I didn't understand. I knew it was symbolic. And in the dream, I saw this giant apple tree. And suddenly, the apples started falling off the tree. The leaves started shriveling. And suddenly, the whole tree was just sucked straight down into the ground. And I woke up shaking. I mean, I thought, what in the world is this? You know, and of course, when 9/11 happened, I understood that, you know, New York City is known as the Big Apple. And what I was seeing were the tower, at least, you know, I was seeing one of the towers and people falling. And it was just really weird, but I didn't know how to interpret it. It was so strange.
Yeah, and that's the hard part, the interpretation. So what's going on with President Trump this year?
I knew you were going to get to that one. Well, you know, I know it's going to kind of be the same old, same old. He's going to get in trouble with his tweets. I see the stock market still doing really well. But I kind of see maybe this kind of a blank there. I'm not sure what that means. But I know that Donald Trump and Mike Pence have a karma together. They've had a destiny. And I believe that they've been together in past lives, which is really strange. They're both Geminis. And Pence was born on June 7th and Donald Trump on June 14th. And that's 7. And, you know, 7 plus 7 is 14, which is really strange. And then I did, and this is how I kind of really confirmed that President Trump was going to be president. I put president in front of his name, his last name. And in numerology, that's a number 9, which is a really strong number. And I also did it with Kent, and he's a number 9, which is really strange. So I'm kind of wondering if he might become president. Something might happen. I don't think that Trump is going to be impeached. I don't think he's going to resign. But I think there might be something that happens before 2020 that he has to, you know, that Pence takes over. and I don't know what. I can't tell you that.
You don't think it's assassination or anything, or even, you know, a heart attack himself? Who knows, right? You don't think it's anything like that, do you?
It might be health related. I'll say that.
Okay. All right. Well, in your new book, you have something else to say? I don't want to stop you.
No, that's okay. No, I was just going to go on saying that, you know, I still see great things with the stock market. I know people are making a lot of money right now from that. And I was going to talk about Bitcoin because I've had people write to me, and they're, they have really strong opinions about it.
Yes, they do. I wanted to ask you.
And I'm warning people, don't buy Bitcoin. And I believe, just like Warren Buffett, the billionaire, he said that he believes that it's a joke, it's a mirage, and not to get involved. And I feel that something's going to happen with it. So I'm telling people, don't get involved.
And
I hope
okay.
they believe me. They're pretty strong about that.
Crypto Connie's going to be following you on that one, right? Yeah, I've been getting involved into it. And one of the guys we had here on Coast to Coast last time I was on was Stan Larimer, and he's the godfather of BitShares. And he even predicts that the Bitcoin is going to be like this train wreck happening because there's just too much going on to the blockchain. So what you're saying could very well be true, but maybe don't buy Bitcoin, but maybe start looking at some of the other ones, kind of thing, you know, because there's a lot out there now. So that's good. I wanted to ask you about the cryptocurrencies and what you saw of that. I know people that are remote viewers now, and they're looking at it like they did the stock market, and they're trying to see what's going to go up and what's going to go down. And I think that's really cool. So how about ISIS, and what are you seeing with that?
Well, I still think that's going to continue. I still think, you know, this past year I predicted that some major European cities were going to be hit, and I still feel that they're going to do that and probably hit the United States and in certain places too. And that lone gunman that's always out there shooting people, it seems to be a pattern now. And, you know, everybody wants to get on this bandwagon. They want the fame from all that. You know, we're in such a crazy world right now, Connie. I never dreamed that our world would become so chaotic and so out of balance. You know, everybody just, you know, people angry, the violence, the protests. Yeah, we've got to stop this insanity, or, you know, things are going to get worse.
And sometimes I do believe what people say about, you know, we all know too much. We can go and find out so much information now, and it can spark other people to feel that way. And where, you know, sometimes if the grid goes off, or if we're all off the grid, you know, a solar flare or whatever, then we all start becoming little communities again and helping each other. And we don't know what happens over in the next block or next community at that point. So I don't know. That's not a bad thing at all. Hey, time flies, and we're wrapping it up here, Betsy. Before you go, I want to thank you, first of all. But before you go, is there any last thing you want to say before you take off?
Well, you know, I just believe that we can change things on our planet. And if we all come together in mass consciousness, we can create a kinder and more compassionate world. So it's up to us. You know, we can clean up the earth. We can do so many things. We're that powerful. So I want to wish everybody a happy new year. I want to thank you so much, Connie, and wish you the same. So.
Thank you very much. And you and I both agree that there's only one thing that's real on this planet. And what is that?
Love.
Yep. See, it's true. Everything else is fabricated. Absolutely. Everything
That's
else is
right.
fabricated. The one thing you cannot fabricate is L-O-V-E. All right. Where can people find you real quick, Betsy?
It's at BetsyLewis.com. And Betsy is B-E-T-S-E-Y. Lewis is L-E-W-I-S.
And you have books, and you've got all sorts of other neat things. So you guys check her out. Betsy, thank you. And hey, Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to you. Yeah, she's great. I've gotten to talk to her a couple different times here through my times here on Coast to Coast, and it's fun to hear what her predictions are. And it's always fun to see, you know, what comes true and what doesn't happen. So now we're going to do that with Vincent Jenna. He's going to come up for us next hour, so I hope you guys stick around for that. He's going to tell us what he guessed for 2017, and then he's also going to guess for 2018. We'll see how that goes. So now we were talking about the musicians in general that have passed away in 2017, and one of those was Greg Allman. So we want to play some music from the people that this has happened with so that we can remember them. Now, Greg passed May 27th. That was of liver cancer. And he was only 69. I mean, just so young. And by the way, also the drummer and co-founder of the Allman Brothers, Butch Trux, also passed away. That was at 69, his age. And that was from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. So that both of those things happened this year. But you know what? Let's enjoy the music. And that's Greg Allman here with I'm No Angel. Happy New Year from Connie Willis, myself, and from Coast to Coast AM.